There's a discussion in the Gemara regarding the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah. We paskin, it's the lighting of the menorah, it's not the hanacha, it's not the placing of it, but it's the lighting. So, my nafkamina. What's the halachic significance? So therefore, we paskin that at the time that you're lighting the menorah, you must have the requisite oil. In other words, let's say you sit there pouring for a half an hour. As the oil's running out, you keep on pouring oil. So the halacha is it's no good. At the time you light the Chanukah candles, you must have the requisite potential light. In fact, that's one of the reasons why electric menorahs are a major discussion on Chanukah. By Shabbos, we paskin it's okay. But by Chanukah, it's more of a problematic. For different reasons, people give it. There's no wick, zecho or mikdash, some more difficult reasons because other wax candles don't necessarily fit that definition either. But either way, the minhag is not to rely on electric and even if you are b'diavad, most, if not all, would say not to make a bracha. But so one of the problems with electricity is they say it's consumed as generated. So therefore, at the time when you the candle, you don't have the requisite amount of half an hour light there. That's why others claim that if you use a battery menorah, so that would be good. In fact, that was the psak of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and as well I heard it from Rav David Cohen, I think Rav David Cohen also said it by an airplane, but Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, either Rav David Cohen definitely said it was good, but you could use it, he said to use a battery. So you'd use a battery, like why? Because therefore you have, it's like the whole light is there. So that's the discussion there by electric menorah. So in fact, there was in the contemporary poskim, they discuss it's a relatively new shiloh because now people have these congealed, menorahs. In other words, congealed oil that comes in. Some are just liquid, others come congealed. And then obviously once you warm it up, so then, the plan is it all burns, or at least the requisite shear burns. So the question is, Rav Sternbruch brings down, actually, he has a problem with that. I don't know if he says b'dieved, it's no good, but he says the problem with congealed menorahs is that at the time you light it, only the beginning part is being lit, and the other part isn't fit to be lit yet. So that's why, among other reasons, that's why he says, at least l'chatchila, one should not use it. It's a whole discussion. The Shevet Halevi has a whole discussion on it. He also says he doesn't think it's lechatchila. He wants to bring a raya he wants to claim that in the Beis HaMikdash it wouldn't be good. Because he wants to claim there's a Rambam that says if something's congealed, it's not considered like food or liquid food or drinks. And therefore, it wouldn't meet the technical requirement in the Beis HaMikdash. Although by Chanukah, I think he agrees as well that we don't have those strict standards, and it should be no worse than using a wax menorah, using a candle. And others claim, that maybe the Rambam would even agree, even in the Beis HaMikdash, that congealed is okay. That's two different rayas, but different mashmos from different Rambams. And in fact, some go on to say some want to claim congealed isn't good in the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't good. Others want to claim it's l'chatchila, shedafka use congealed. Why is congealed better? But they want to claim that's what happened when they found in the oil in the Beis HaMikdash, it was congealed. And that's why because that's a whole discussion in Tosis there in Psachim about whether different things could become Tamei Atar. But since congeal can become, so the Dafka used it to remember the mint, it was Zechu and Ace. Kind of like the Magen Avram and the Chasim Sofer discuss the issue of someone to say Dafka on Friday night, one should Dafka Daven Mayrev early, because since they burnt a Murim Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato, they had to burn the Murim for Mayrev before. Generally, they did it before they and went into the night, but on Shabbos, it wasn't Ocha Shabbos, so therefore, as a Zecher to what it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, we Dafka doesn't seem to be the minig, but you should dafka daven early every Friday night, not just in the winter. And therefore, you should dafka daven early Friday night. But so similarly here, I think it's the Tshuva Me'ava, right? You should dafka use kajil, because that was the way the mitzvah was done, Zecho and Nes.